Billions of chickens are produced each year in America, and poultry producers are making record profits. But is it happening at the expense of worker safety and dignity? That's what Oxfam America claims in a new report. The group says workers at some of the nation's largest poultry plants are unable to leave the line for bathroom breaks, and that some workers are wearing diapers to cope. Oliver Gottfried is with Oxfam America, and he joins us now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, Oliver, I wonder if you could just describe to us, what is it that these poultry workers have told you about the reality of life on the line, such that, you know, as we read in the report, some of them feel like they have to wear diapers to work?
So life in a poultry plant is a really, really difficult job. These are really inhumane conditions. Hour after hour, day after day, these chickens just come by you on a conveyor belt at the rate of 35, 40, sometimes even 45 chickens per minute. And you have one job, which is to either cut the wings off or cut the legs off or pull the chicken skin off. And you just do that over and over and over again, sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours, even without a break. And there are very few of what they call replacement workers, which could step in for a worker if they need to leave to either use the restroom or if they get injured or if they just need a break. They have to wait for one of these replacement workers to come in.
Because there can't be any gap on the line.
Can't be on any gap. Because if you miss chicken, someone has to, you have to stop the line. Someone has to go back. And so they'll wait 35, 45 minutes, an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, depending on the situation. And these workers really have to cope with that situation when they really, really need to use the restroom.
And so the coping at times has led to them taking alternative measures?
Alternative measures, yeah. So some workers talk about how they stop drinking so that they don't have to use the bathroom. That ends up causing them severe dehydration. Some workers will resort to wearing diapers on the line just as a coping strategy. And then in the most extreme circumstances, when they just can't hold it in anymore, they will urinate or defecate on themselves on the line.
I'm curious why they're saying that they're not getting the breaks that are required or needed, because I understand that they can, you know, Tyson is saying they can take 2 30-minute breaks a day, or that they should be able to request a replacement to come in as quickly as possible. Why do they say that that's not happening?
So poultry companies deliberately take advantage of the demographics of the workforce. This is almost an exclusively minority workforce, a significant number of immigrants, many of whom are undocumented. When workers do speak up, they're often subjected to harassment or discrimination or some forms of retaliation. Sometimes supervisors or the company threaten them with firing or threatening them with deportation. And when the workers see that happen, it makes them much less likely to speak up and ask for help or to raise an issue.
Tyson and Purdue have responded to the Oxfam America report. Tyson says that, quote, "We can tell you we're committed to treating each other with respect, and this includes giving workers time off the production line when they need it. Not permitting them to do so is simply not tolerated." Purdue says that the company has an open-door policy that allows workers at any level to talk to management, also at any level, about their concerns, and that they believe that if there are indeed issues, that the workers haven't been taking advantage of the open-door policy.
Mm-hmm. All these companies do claim that they have open-door policies or ways to report problems, but we found that there's a glaring lack of transparency from these companies about how those processes work. Tyson and Purdue both, to their credit, have a number of very good policies written down and stated publicly about how they treat their workers, which is more than the other poultry companies can say. They don't have those sorts of policies made public. But there's no accountability, transparency about those policies. So what we've been asking these companies to do is submit their policies to rigorous third-party independent audits and then transparency from those audits that says, here's where we're doing well, here's where we need to do better.
Well, in fact, Tyson responded to your report saying that in 2015, they did hire an auditing firm to evaluate plant performance mm-hmm. and worker treatment, including worker voice, compensation, and safety.
Yep, but the results of those audits aren't public.
But it does say right here that the audit results are shared with plant and corporate management and may also be provided to customers.
Yep, and we've asked them for it and have yet to receive it.
Okay.
And to their credit, Tyson did announce in a report just 2 weeks ago that they're going to subject every one of their plants to independent third-party auditors, which is a welcome achievement and really does put them ahead of the game in terms of their competitors in the poultry industry. But unless the results of those are made completely public and transparent with workers and with the general public, we really have no idea what those audits are uncovering.
There have been other surveys of workers done that tend to corroborate what Oxfam America found. Mm-hmm. The Southern Poverty Law Center did a survey of workers in Alabama and found that 80% of them reported that they weren't allowed to take bathroom breaks when needed. Another survey in Minnesota found 86% of workers interviewed said they got fewer than 2 bathroom breaks per week. Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend? Are there improvements that workers say could be made on the line right now to remedy the situation?
Yeah, the issue of floaters and really sufficient staffing levels would have a positive impact, not only on allowing workers to go to the bathroom, but even something so simple as worker just taking a break for 30 seconds or a minute. The estimates are that workers do the same motion, cutting wings or pulling chicken tenders out, somewhere between 20 and 100,000 times per day. And so giving workers more breaks by hiring more workers would reduce the risk of injury, as well as being able to give workers the ability to go to the bathroom. That's just one of the recommendations that we're asking these poultry companies to implement.
Well, Oliver Gottfried is Senior Advocacy and Collaborations Advisor for Oxfam America. Thank you so much.
Thank you.